This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hennen. We are in Williston today, broadcasting live from an annual event. This happens to be the 22nd annual Wheels of Progress Ports to Plains Conference. So we're going to talk with the president and CEO of the Lubbock Economic Development Alliance and the chair for the Ports to Plains Alliance, John Osborne, coming up in a little bit. Kelly Armstrong will join us on the program today. Kelly Armstrong, of course, congressman from North Dakota, who voted yesterday with a majority of Republicans, but against President Trump on the vote related to the troops leaving Turkey, or leaving Syria, rather. And we have had a lot of news about this. We have a lot of people really concerned about it. What's amazing to me is you've got a whole host of Democrats who have been very critical of Republican foreign policy and national security and where we put troops. And all of a sudden they want to keep troops somewhere. It's just, you know, here's what you need to know about the Democrats. They are going to take every living, breathing moment to do anything to tear down Donald Trump and anything that he's doing, because they can't stand the man, number one. Number two, they don't want him to be president anymore. Number three, they don't believe they can beat him at the ballot box, so they have to do everything in their power. Like, for instance, what's happening with Adam Schiff's committee, which is a disgrace. It's really a disgrace. It's un-American. I'm going to say that. It's un-American. Why is it un-American? Well, I don't know about you, but elections ought to mean something. And if they don't like President Trump, the smart thing to do is to say, look, get some stuff done, you yahoo. Do some things like USMCA. Do some things like prescription drugs. You can take on any number of things that Republicans and Democrats agree on. Infrastructure. We're here to talk about infrastructure. Why not focus on infrastructure? No. They are sucking all of the air out of the room to do one thing, upend an election. We have an election in a year and a month. Why wouldn't some adult in the room go, why are we doing all this? The American people can decide. All this evidence is out there, the Mueller report, the president, he doesn't hide anything. Here's the transcript. Take a look. I didn't do anything wrong. And they have to contort themselves to say he's doing something wrong, invent things. Oh, yeah, no, he's pressuring them. Where in the transcript is he pressuring them? Well, that isn't said. Well, wait a minute. You said that he was pressuring them. Well, how do you know he's pressuring them? Where are the adults in the Democratic Party that think, wait a minute, time out. There's an election come up. Let's do stuff. Look at our farmers right now. They rush a vote yesterday on these troops, our troops leaving Syria. They rush this vote. Why do they rush a vote on the USMCA? Farmers and ranchers are hurting right now, big time. They can use any kind of win they can get. The deal's done. All it needs is a vote. They don't do it. So it is really irritating. I would say a majority of you that I've heard from this morning are not happy with Kelly Armstrong and joining the majority. And again, I think to Kelly's defense, he's not the only Republican that did this, but he is our only Republican in the U.S. House, so it's fair for you to say I agree or I disagree. And if I were Kelly Armstrong, I would not have voted this way. As a freshman Republican, you know, who has a style, Kelly has a style that is to go in there and, look, I'm gonna do battle, but I'm going to do battle like lawyers do battle, right? There's sort of a professional courtesy, and he's not one to go in and really rip into folks. So, you know, so knowing that about myself, I think I would be more careful to say, well, if I don't vote with the president here, people are going to say, here you go again. But It is what it is. He's voted, and now you get a chance to weigh in on it, and you have today on the program. So we're going to continue to cover that and invite your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We are brought to you today, in part, by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. And if you're looking at your bottom line, you own a business, you look at the bottom line and say, gosh, what is going on? This just keeps going the wrong way. Maybe it's time to call H.A. Thompson & Sons and say, you know what? Our mechanical issues are your mechanical issues. Sign me up for that link program. 1,000 different facilities have throughout the region. And they maintain the mechanical systems there, heating, cooling systems, and others for those companies. Big names. And the bottom line is, when it breaks down, they fix it. When it needs replacing, they replace it. HATandSons.com. We're calling it 701-223-3393. Phil in Moorhead, let's get you in here on what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, quickly. Well, nobody wants to talk about the 3,000 troops they sent to Saudi Arabia. And I think Trump just created a huge another refugee problem that they're going to all end up in Fargo, Moorhead. And I think all the people there that the Chamber of Commerce, and you, I'm sure you're a member, should rent a room out of your house to these refugees that are generated by all this Middle East BS. You know, your daughter's off to college. You should have an empty space there, Scott. And I've heard you over the years. You're just you and Kramer, you know, you love this action. So this
love what problem,
and it's
love what
you like this. You and Kramer, you love these refugees coming to Fargo.
First of all, I'm not real fond of other people telling people that listen to this program what I believe. I can do that on my own, so I don't need you to assign my beliefs to me. Your beliefs are welcome here, and you can say anything you like. You don't need to say that. I will say this: I love everybody. I believe every single soul is made in the image and likeness of God, okay? And I love
them. Why don't you rent your part?
Well, I mean, that's not practical. That because you love people doesn't mean, but not to mention, I don't know that there's been anybody on the radio. Can you listen a second? I want to just explain something you said is wrong.
On everybody else, you and all the other merchants, you want to dump this crap on everybody else.
Dump this crap? Well, what's the crap?
Yeah, the refugee problem, the high rent cost. Yeah, that's what you guys do. You make money off the refugees, but then you go down to the lake on the weekend and you don't live it.
How do I make money on the refugees, Phil? Enlighten me to your...
You're part of the merchants. It's a money...
Angry guy. And when you talk about dumping human beings, you know, then I put the pause button on. Because you got a whole lot of hate in your heart you got to deal with. Now, let me say this about refugees. I don't think there's anybody on the radio in this region that has done more to scrutinize how the dollars, how the budgets are impacted of social service agencies as a result of refugees. And you're criticizing this president who has brought the numbers of refugee levels to if it's not an all-time low, probably not an all-time low because FDR went zero for a while, right? But it's low. He's brought them down every single time. And the Obama administration would say, here's the total amount of refugees, and by the way, North Dakota, you're taking this many. So I think your ire is directed at the wrong person. And you know, I'll share my opinions. You can share yours. Don't assign mine through your worldview. Brian, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
This is a completely... Hello, this me? You got me?
It's you, Brian. Yep, go ahead.
Okay. This is a completely different topic. We got notice of changing the border crossing hours in Antler, North Dakota. It's going from a 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. port to a 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. port. This is going to cause a great deal of economic hardship. I've contacted both Senators Armstrong and the governor, and I just think we need a very strong support to keep it as it has been for as long as I can remember. It's been 9 to 5. But it's a bureaucratic bungalow. Several years ago, they spent millions, and I'm not sure how many, but millions and millions of dollars. And we knew that they're going to come down the road and say, oh, it's too expensive. We got to cut ours. And it's a, in today's world, we got to keep that open as long as we can. That's my point.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do is pull this call so we can play it for Senator Kramer tomorrow, okay, and get you an answer. So
that'd be great.
Yeah. Listen,
be great.
Listen tomorrow, and we will share that concern with him and find out what he has in the way of answers, okay?
Thank you very much.
You bet. Senator Kramer joins us every Friday for an hour. Chris on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Comment for Congressman Armstrong. I've heard it numerous times on your show that he's just a freshman congressman from Dakota, but you've got to keep in mind he was in the state legislature during the recession in the one state that was the economic hub of the nation. He can help carry the country through that downturn. He was also in legislature that set policies in place, which today made North Dakota the most recession-proof state and most creditworthy state. So if he sells himself short, I get it. It's a swamp. He's worried about seniority. But we put him in office to be above that and to fight against it and to stand outside the fray and follow his North Dakota values and ethics.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Look at your calendar, find October 26th, circle it, because the Rough Riders Center in the Watford City is going to host the Fall Festival this year. It goes from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on October 26th. Pumpkin painting, bouncy houses, straw bale maze, carnival games, photo booths, face painting, cake pop walk, concessions, all of that. That sound like fun or what? Really neat. And It's only $5 per person. Ages 2 and under are free. It's a full day of fall fun. That's all it is. So check it out, October 26th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. These are the kind of quality of life things that are coming to the Bakken now. And Watford has always been very good at this. So has Williston, really. I mean, as a bigger city. But, you know, for a time during the boom, you didn't have time to breathe. You didn't have time to take your kids to something fun or, you know, go to a concert or a hockey game or whatever. It's a lot more of that quality of life. So glad it's happening, and hope you take it in at the beautiful Rough Rider Center in Watford City. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is going to join us a little later on this hour. We'll talk more about, we're being inundated, honestly, with comments about his vote last night. We'll give him a chance to talk about that coming up on the program. Right now, I want to chat with John Osborne. John heads up the economic development efforts for Lubbock, Texas. I just like saying Lubbock. I don't know what that is. It's just, you know, Lubbock. We don't have any Lubbocks in North Dakota, you know, so kind of fun. He's also the chair of the Ports to Plains Alliance. That's why we're in Williston today. Good to see you. John, how you doing?
Doing good.
Excited to be here. I had not had an opportunity to ever be in North Dakota before, and I'm completely impressed with what all the activities you have going on. It's been a great learning experience being up here, and appreciate the great city of Williston hosting us.
When I think of oil country in Texas, I think of Midland.
Yes.
But is Lubbock in oil country at all?
Yeah, so if you know where Midland, Odessa is, and I would assume you do if you're from this neck of the woods of North Dakota, Lubbock is about 2 hours north of Midland, and then another 2 hours north of Lubbock is Amarillo. And we kind of make up the major metropolitan areas of West Texas. It pales in comparison in terms of size to the major metropolitan areas of east of Texas over on I-35, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio. And that's what most people think of Texas. But in reality, the food, the fiber, the fuel of in all of the economic activities that are taking place in Texas are really primarily coming out of West Texas and in our region. There's a lot of similarities between what we have and what you all have. Obviously, Lubbock is a bigger community. We've got about 260,000 people actually in the city limits of Lubbock and 310,000 in our county, and that's maybe a bit different. But we very much are a big small town. We have to work to do everything ourselves. Oftentimes the state forgets that we're there, and we're very isolated. We're 600 miles between Dallas and Albuquerque, and Lubbock is halfway in between both of those. And so,
I bet they don't forget where the tax dollars come from oil.
You know, they always tell us how appreciative they are of all the tax dollars coming from oil, but yet we don't always see the infrastructure improvements that we feel are necessary. And I say that's in the past. So here recently, there's been an investment of $600 million by TxDOT into the Midland-Odessa Permian Basin area just to help improve roads. And Lubbock sits right there on the northern edge of that Permian Basin, and so we're benefiting from a lot of the oil boom as well.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what you'd like to see come out of this in the way of transportation infrastructure, how that gets funded, you know, hopefully more progress like you're talking about with your transportation entities now, and then the benefit to people, you know, why they ought to care about that.
Yeah, the interesting aspect that we've been noticing over the last few decades is that as infrastructure has been improved in areas, that more economic activity takes place. And it's only natural to see that. You go back 100 years to when the railroads were coming through, and if they bypassed your town, that town oftentimes dried up. And then when the interstates came through in the 1950s, again, if you were bypassed, then there was a good chance that your town dried up. And what we see right now is that along I-35, there's such congestion in Texas, and in Colorado along I-25, there's such congestion that we need a route, a north-south economic route, right in the middle that would help alleviate some of those traffic and bring commerce to other parts of the central part of the United States. We can't just keep adding lanes in the Dallas-Fort Worth and Austin and San Antonio area. It's so much more expensive to do it there than it is to go through rural areas. And yet, we can divert some of that truck traffic, which then brings commerce, it brings industry, brings economic opportunities, and it allows our oil and our food and our fiber that's produced out in West Texas to get to markets much easier.
And that, in translation, means more jobs, more growth, more, right? I mean, that's
absolutely
more revenue for
not just the businesses, but not just the cities, and not just the state, for the entire country. It allows for more economic activities. It's a win for everyone. And I think there's such similarities in what we see and what's going on in North Dakota with the fact that so much of your food is produced out here, and so much of the Bakken is just an amazing oil play. And a lot of companies that have operations in the Permian Basin also have operations up here in the Bakken. And so it's good to have that connectivity to markets so that you can get that product safely from where it's being produced to into business and industry for processing.
So in other words, you're basically saying build it and they'll come. You build this infrastructure and all these things will happen.
I think some of it's already happening, but it's being constrained so that it doesn't look like as much is happening. And so as they keep adding lanes, all of a sudden they realize that there's more and more activity. We know that there are companies, transportation companies, that are having to divert around certain things because they can't get their trucks down those roads, or it's unsafe to. And we safety is such a key aspect of this whole project. Is the interstates are far more safe than just a two-lane county road. And so anything that we can do to keep investments and going into our infrastructure to take two-lane to super twos and super twos to four-lane and four lanes to the four-lane divided highway and four-lane divided highway to interstate, I think that only adds for opportunities for commerce to take place, business and industry, and growth of our communities.
Why is transportation / infrastructure so much of a heavy lift to get, done? Is it just that there's so much competition for it? I know the president's talked about a mega infrastructure bill, right? And they can't agree on that. But they've talked about doing a big, big deal where there would be, and he talks a lot about our roads and our bridges are in disrepair and they need help and everything else. It seems to me that would be the easy thing. That's what you do with tax dollars.
Well, and at one point in time, Democrats were very on board with it because it allowed labor to have an opportunity to work.
Yeah,
And so if there's anything that these Republicans and Democrats can agree on, it is transportation. And we think that in the next 18 months, they will have a transportation bill, and we want to be a part of that.
We now have a friend from Lubbock, John Osborne from Lubbock, Texas, who chairs the Ports to Plains Alliance. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, glad to have you. And good information. Take a break. Come back with more. Kelly Armstrong coming up. Here, and not for a long segment. We got the last 5 minutes. There were some votes today that caused this to be a shorter segment than normal, but we'll talk to him coming up. Stay tuned.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. He was not just a great congressman, he was a great man.
That's what the Senate Minority Leader, Democrat Chuck Schumer, says about Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away early today at the age of 68.
He had a combination of being strong when he had to be and had to be quite often, but also being kind and decent and caring.
While Cummings and President Trump were not good friends politically or personally, President Trump has tweeted that, quote, his work and voice on so many fronts will be hard, if not impossible, to replace. Teachers in Chicago on strike, more than 300,000 students out of class as a result of it. A strong storm system known as a bomb cyclone will be pounding the eastern seaboard from the northern mid-Atlantic to New England today. Wind gusts could exceed 60 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You know what? North Dakotans are tough. How tough are they? They're tough as concrete. That's right. Concrete is pretty strong. You know that, don't you? And since you know that, how about let's talk about the safety aspect. If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. That's what they say. United Laboratories has learned that inferior building products mean greater fire risk. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. But there's more than safety. Fire hazards, we can talk about that. National Wind Institute at Texas Tech found that concrete is also the best material to stand up to wind, tornado, hurricane-like wind. And one World Trade Center has, of course, a shining beacon of concrete at its core, right, New York City. So materials matter. If you're building for safety, you're building with strength, learn more at ndconcrete.com. Find your local concrete contractor, too, at ndconcrete.com. ndconcrete.com. Congressman Kelly Armstrong coming up in a couple of minutes. Lot of questions and comments coming in for him. Kelly is our North Dakota representative, says one listener. So ask him who he is representing with that vote. If his answer is anything other than his own self-interest, he is being dishonest. I'll be voting against him. Rather have a Democrat I know is rotten than an unreliable, self-serving rhino. I can't believe how angry people are about this. You know, I mean, Kelly, I read the statement. He's explaining his reasons for this. You know, you had two to one Republicans, two-thirds of the Republicans voted the same way he did. I wouldn't have voted the way he voted because for the reason that I don't think at a time like this you vote against the president, not as a freshman Republican. But I'm just amazed that people are this ticked about it. Honestly, I am. But you are. That's quite evident here from the majority of the comments that we have. Why isn't there a quick website where you can put in a yay or nay on how people of the state want to vote for our congressman? I think Armstrong is wrong to go against our president. I think what you're saying is maybe a little place where we vote and then it guides his vote so he'd see how many people voted yay or nay. I mean, I think the vote every 2 years is sort of doing that, right? You're saying, you're my guy, go there and vote accordingly. But I don't know. I understand your sentiment. Question for Congressman Armstrong. What are Republicans actually doing to put pressure on Speaker Pelosi to put USMCA on the table for a vote? I don't feel Republicans are pushing much. All right, we'll try and get all those questions, and he joins us coming up at 10 before the hour on the program today. What's on your mind? I will say on USMCA, the first thing I thought of, okay, we're rushing a vote to stick it to the president about pulling the troops out of Syria. We're rushing that vote, okay? And meanwhile, languishing in the United States Congress, languishing is a deal already approved. You've got a agreement with Canada, Mexico, the U.S. It's done. It needs a vote, and it will be the law of the land. Our farmers and ranchers are getting absolutely pounded from all fronts right now, especially this particular growing season. Prices, trade deals, everything else, and no vote. But you can vote on this one to, you know, make some headlines against the president. I don't get it. I don't get it. But anyway, appreciate the comments and welcome more of them. We'll chat with Kelly coming up here in a little bit. 25 before the top of the hour, I have not one but two mayors with me here on the program. Can't even believe this. Two mayors. Never get to interview two mayors at once. We have with us in Williston, where the Ports to Plains Alliance is going on, as we've been talking about today. The two mayors that sort of bookend the north and south of the Ports to Plains Alliance North Dakota portion. Howard Klug, who is the mayor of Williston, North Dakota. Hello, Mayor. Nice to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
Just saw the mayor not long ago at the opening of that beautiful new airport, as a matter of fact. So good to be back up here again. Also, Lynn James is here, the mayor of Bowman, North Dakota.
Good morning.
Mayor Lynn, how are you?
I'm great.
And Bowman is one of those cities that outperforms its population because of good leadership like from Lynn and many others. Do a fantastic job down there.
Thank you.
So give me your overview, Mayor Klug, on this Ports to Plains so far. What are you hearing that excites you?
The conversation about how much has been done in Texas and what we can accomplish here in North Dakota is refreshing, even though that we haven't been able to do much with 85 South yet, other than the bridge is being built, four-lane bridge across the Little Missouri down there. But that's a big start. We've got the environmental done, and all we have to do is go back to Bismarck and say, we want this built. It is vital to the economy in western North Dakota on both ends of this highway, especially in the city of Williston. Every dime that they've spent up here has returned money to Bismarck, and they just need to get it through their heads that this is still an economic force. And that's a big part of it. Texas is a big part of it. The middle part of it, Nebraska and those folks there, they're having a tough year with the flooding and everything else, so it's kind of been put on hold a little bit. But this whole corridor up and down, and talking about the loads that they're shipping up from Texas and the trade that needs to be done between Canada, United States, and Mexico, this corridor is an economic driving force.
It sure is. And, you know, I think about that piece, the investment that's been made to date, on 85 between Williston and Watford City, as an example. Think of the lives that have been saved by that investment. Think of the human life that has been protected as a result of that. I mean, and that's, you know, a reason to continue this. I'd love to know the statistics on a two-lane highway versus a four-lane highway, but it's got to be, you know, significant difference. And just everything that was done with that, not even widening it, but just all of the on and off and everything else has been pretty phenomenal. Lynn, how about you? What's your overview on what you're trying to accomplish with Ports to Plains?
Well, it's exciting to see the progress, and, of course, it's a 22-year process at this point. This is the 22nd annual gathering, and so it's a slow-moving project, but vital to our state's economy, vital to safety, the connection between North and South in our state will be fantastic to have a better thoroughfare for the products to flow. And gosh, I just think we need to keep moving forward.
So when you have that conversation with a member of the legislature or the Department of Transportation or the governor's office, I mean, they know what's coming, right? Because they've heard this over and over and over again. What do you think finally brings it across the finish line?
Gosh, I wish I had that answer. That's a golden ticket, isn't it? You know, for us, it will greatly enhance a new project that we have, which is our industrial park. And I think I've talked to you about that before, but that would really enhance the attractiveness of locating there in Bowman. All I can say is, with our leadership at the state, we just need to keep talking to them, keep expressing how important it is, and looking at what it will bring to our state to be the northern end of such a fantastic thoroughfare from Mexico to Canada.
And Howard, you know, you would probably have a hard time making a case that, you know, we're going to grow if you do this, because your growth has been, you know, explosive here for sure. But do you see more growth as a result of this infrastructure?
Absolutely. I heard the other day that 75% of the companies out there won't even look at your city unless you have a four-lane highway into your or by your facility. We do have a four-lane on Highway 2, but adding 85 as a four-lane all the way down to Bowman has got to be enticement for a lot more companies to look at the city of Williston.
And you mentioned in 22 years of the Ports to Plains Alliance making the case for this. I mean, that's what you're competing. I mean, that's what you need to do to compete for infrastructure dollars, isn't it, Howard? I mean, it's crazy.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we go down to the state, we can make a big case out of every dime that they put into Western North Dakota has paid back millions, billions of dollars to the state coffers. It doesn't make any difference if it was a truck reliever route that you put around the city of Williston, an underpass through the city of Williston, safety, commerce, and that's another thing that we heard constantly yesterday from the trucking industry. It is so much better in Western North Dakota now that they would rather work in Western North Dakota than in Texas. So that was a big part of that presentation yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, and what's the argument after 22 years? Just keep making it?
Just keep making it. Keep talking about statistics and commerce. I don't know what we can do other than keep talking to them and bringing our case.
We're talking to a couple of the Texas officials, and they were talking about how important a new north-south corridor would be, you know, because it would be you know, welcomed by the industry. Like you're talking about others that are competing with more and more congestion as they go north-south throughout the U.S. So, you know, Texas is no small economic, you know, deal down there. It's a big deal. So to be able to have that corridor up here and have that displace some other north-south corridors would make a lot of sense. Anything else you want to tell us, Howard?
Other than, you know, you're right that it's our job to go down and make sure that we're in the meetings, make sure that we elect the right people that understand what this corridor is going to mean to Western North Dakota, or the middle part of the country, by that way. You know, they were talking about loads yesterday that was coming in from Texas that need to get up here so we could build gas plants to capture everything that we're flaring right now. More money for the state, more money for the people that own those minerals, and better for the environment. But all of those have to be transported to North Dakota. It's just good stuff that we're hearing.
Big ripple effect there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it makes sense. Anything else you want to add, Lynn?
No, we're just excited to be part of this fantastic future plan. And Bowman wants to be right in the middle of it, and with 85 dissecting our community, we need to be looking at what a reliever route would look like around Bowman as well. And so we've started that conversation, but we'll take it further.
Sounds great. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Good to
Thank
see you.
Yes.
The mayors of Williston and Bowman, Howard Klug, Lynn James, with us today on the program and at the Ports to Plains Alliance in Williston. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. You have all helped. Our fine listeners have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. And Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, who, by the way, will be in Bismarck all weekend long, wants to give back to our listeners. You get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials, and again, up to 50% off MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more. The Body Pillow, regularly $89.99. Promo code Scott is only $29.99 right now. Radio Listener Specials, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. And you'll find Michael Lindell at New Song Church and a number of events around Bismarck. Check it out.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, you know, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together, recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of every day made better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table. That's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables. And even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University. And you can totally customize it if you'd like. And the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, Spas, Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schweitzer's has a message for you if you're going to be out looking for that perfect deer this year. That's right. Listen up. Listen close, because if you bring that to Schweitzer's, you're going to get your venison back. That's the guarantee from the good folks at Schweitzer's. That's right. And they also have all North Dakota raised pre-made burger patties, assorted seasonings, liver sausage, head cheese, all on sale, $1 off a pound right now. They're in front of Dan's and Runnings at 625 South Washington Street, Bismarck. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. You get a big-time savings. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here on What's on Your Mind. And we have some calls waiting and some calls that have come in and some comments. So we're going to get right to it, Kelly. Here's go ahead and roll that call, Todd.
At our coffee table this morning, we had two guys going at it about the Syria deal. The one guy said there was only 28 people in Syria that they pulled out that were stopping Turkey from bombing all the Kurds. I was just going to ask Congressman if this is true, if there was more than 28, because he said that was good information, and one of our liberal friends said, oh, no, there's more than that. But anyway, I just want an answer. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the exact number is. There's been a lot of different numbers, but the answer is very, very few. And that's why I want to be clear. I mean, obviously, whatever Erdogan assurances he gave to President Trump or gave to Lindsey Graham and the rest of Congress were complete lies. But as I told somebody yesterday, and I wasn't in the room when they made this decision. I mean, if Erdogan says he's going in, whether our troops are there or not, we didn't actually have a fighting force. So I don't particularly, without being in the room and making those decisions, I'm sure not going to second guess the president. What I am going to say is that what is going on there now, we have to deal with it. And the reason we have to deal with it is because we've seen how this works. And this destabilization is, ISIS prisoners are escaping. We're bombing our own air bases so they can't be used. And the unfortunate side about dealing with terrorist organizations like this is twofold. One, they can rebuild a lot quicker than a traditional army. And two, it eventually comes back here.
The feedback we've gotten on it so far today, text calls, whatnot, I'd say 3-1 disagreeing with your decision. Mostly they see it as you, voting against the president. What would you say about that?
I would say what I just said. First of all, the resolution did not condemn the president. It did not say that. The media, the national media coverage, which won't surprise you, sure seems to cover it that way. And I will go back to, I wasn't briefed. I'm not classified on this issue. I am not going to second guess that decision. What I can say is what is going right on right now is unacceptable. We have to get at it. I'm also on Liz Cheney's bill to put significant sanctions on Turkey. So
the resolution. The resolution did oppose the decision to remove troops, right? So while it doesn't say President Trump's name, it's clearly saying what you did was wrong, Mr. President, right?
But saying what we know now, either through assertions from Erdogan or whatever, that he was lying. Obviously, he was not telling the U.S. the truth. And actually, President Trump's letter that went to him was pretty significant in that regard, too. So I'm glad that letter went out. But we're dealing with a situation that can have serious ramifications for us, and we have to deal with it.
Nathan and Fargo for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Nathan. Nathan, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think we're under any ramifications here back home. And Representative Armstrong, I called your office yesterday when I heard there was a vote and to see how you voted. And when I heard how you voted, I was ashamed. First of all, back in 2017, President Trump had an immigration ban from 7 countries that were terrorist-related: Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. Chuck Schumer came out saying how mean-spirited that was. You've used that same talking point against the president. Now with this deal in Syria, I really don't think you know anything about ISIS and who has been arming them for years. When I watched the Democratic debate, Tulsi Gabbard was on there, and she was going against Pete Buttigieg. And Pete Buttigieg said the same things you were saying. We need to stay there. We need to help the Kurds. And she said, we have been arming ISIS for years. Our government has. And it's time we end these regime change wars. And not one person from CNN went back to her and said, are you saying the United States is arming terrorists like ISIS and Al-Qaeda? Yeah, we have been. And the media knows it. And it was through Operation Timber Sycamore. And all those Libyan arms that when Christopher Stevens died in Benghazi, all those Libyan arms and the Libyan armaments went on ships. I can name the ships, I can name the ports, and I can name the border crossings and where they gave these weapons to ISIS fighters. We have been protecting and arming ISIS for way too long, and it started under General Petraeus and the CIA.
I'm going to let Kelly respond here, Nathan. We're short on time, so.
Yeah, I'm just going to go back to exactly what I said. The benefit to defeating ISIS, which is great, and I'm glad President Trump has done it, and did it quicker than anybody thought, but the one problem with these types of organizations is they're not like a traditional military. When this debt of destabilization occurs, they have the ability to grow really quickly, and they have the ability to cause not problems in the Middle East. I agree with this, and I think Congress needs to be in the game on these issues and voting on these issues as opposed to not doing anything and then second guessing everything that goes on. But these are real serious concerns, not just for the Middle East, but for safety here at home. And just to clear, I've defended the president's ban on the countries based on what they were, and we actually had a hearing on that in judiciary. So.
Kelly, thanks for the time. We'll catch up with you as soon as it works time-wise. I know you've been in all those hearings, unfortunately, with Adam Schiff and the circus. And so not a lot of time to chat, but we'll do it as soon as you have a moment to answer more of the listeners' questions. Thanks a bunch. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Tucla Chevy Buick GMC is proud to join the fight against cancer. Each October, they hold the Why Pink event, and this year's goal is $5,000 for the Sanford Roger Maris Cancer Center. They're donating $100 for every vehicle sold, and will host the second annual Spook Out Cancer event Friday, October 25th at the dealership in Valley City from 4 to 6:30 p.m. There will be games, food, and your chance to win a remote starter. Help us reach the goal of $5,000 because nobody fights cancer alone.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.